I don't think people really realize how much energy it takes to be angry. Think about that for a moment. Have you ever gotten mad with somebody and notice your body, your whole body, your whole attitude, your whole self-being is just totally affected by that anger because you're mad. It can cause you to just have your blood pressure to go up, or it can cause so many things when you're mad at a person, when you're angry. And then when you see that person, you still got to be angry at them. And then when you don't see them, you're okay. When you talk about them, you got to be angry. And then when you don't talk about them, you're okay. Anger is energy, negative energy that takes away your peace. It takes away your peace. And it takes a lot of negative energy when you're angry. So that's why when you first get angry at someone, you kind of have to nip it in the bud right away, or else it would eat at you and eat at you and eat at you until eventually it will destroy you. Now, I know this sounds kind of weird for me saying this, because I've gotten angry myself, and I used to wonder, why does it say in the Bible, be angry and sin not? So you can get angry. People do get angry. That is going to happen. That's something that you can't help. It's a part of life. You're going to get angry. But try not to let it control you. Try not to let that anger control you. Because once that anger controls you, that is when people murder and do all those sorts of things. I'm sorry to say that. I didn't want to bring that up. But that's when all those things like that happen. When you're so angry or you want to hurt someone, or, you know, vengeance, anger, mad. Yeah, that's an energy. That's an energy. Just like jealousy. It's an energy. It's an energy. It's an energy. A negative, very negative energy. And it will destroy you eventually. It will destroy you. That's why I tell people, please do not have favoritism. You know, I notice sometimes people, and I've had people ask me, say, well, what did this person do for you? That one though. Why did this one like this? Or why did that one done like? I say, you know, I try not to get in the same attitude that people get into, because I don't want that. I don't want that energy. I don't want it. Because it is negative. So I try, you know, if somebody don't call me on my birthday, okay, so I try to call them on their birthday. Some people have said, because years ago, it'd be like, well, you didn't call me. Well, you didn't get me nothing. I ain't gonna get you nothing. I ain't gonna call you. No, I'm not gonna take that same attitude. A lot of people didn't call me on my birthday. I'm not gonna hold that against them. I'm not. That's their loss, not mine. But, hey, I'm going to call you as busy as I be. I'm going to call people and try to keep that love going and try to keep that positivity going. Because when negativity comes into your life, anger, jealousy, malice, all these things take over you, then you cannot function. I don't care who you are. So the next time someone say, well, she didn't do this for me, I ain't going to do it for her. Be the bigger person and say, okay, maybe she didn't, maybe he didn't, but I'm going to. Be the bigger person to do that. Don't do like this one did or that one did. Yeah, you'd be surprised. You would be surprised. You keep your peace regardless of their peace. And then sometimes you have to, those coals of stone, man, I'm telling you, there's something else. And sometimes you have to do that to your enemy. You just have to do it. So I just want to say that, guys, that negative energy, that anger, that jealousy. And I'm going to touch on jealousy in one of my podcasts. Sorry if you hear background noise. I'm just transparent. I just got up and I wanted to speak about this, so I'm not even worried about all the other stuff. But thank you for listening. I'm Regina Swearin. Contact me at swearinregina@gmail.com.